Tarea 2.
Marie Curie was a physicist and a chemist, and is best known for her studies of radiation. She was born Maria Sklodowska on November 7, 1867, in Warsaw, Poland. Her parents were both well-educated. Her father taught physics and mathematics, and her mother ran a girls' school. Marie had three older sisters and an older brother. But one of her sisters, as well as her mother, died by the time she was 10 years old. Young Marie had a sharp and curious mind, and did well in her studies, graduating at age 15 from a girls' school with a gold medal. She wanted to attend university, but the university in Warsaw would not accept women. Marie and her sister Bronislava studied in secret at something called the Flying University, an unofficial night school that would allow women to join. This was not enough, however, and Marie and her sister formed a plan. Bronislava would go to France to study medicine at a university that accepted women as students. Marie would stay in Poland and work to support her sister. Once Bronislava became a doctor, Marie would come to her in France, and it would be Marie's turn to study. It was not until the end of 1891, when Marie was 24, that she was able to move to France and begin her university education. She had spent her years of waiting studying on her own and reading many books, and she knew that she wanted to become a scientist. Instead of living with her sister, whose home Marie thought was too far from the university, Marie rented a small attic room nearby. Marie immediately encountered difficulties. Her years of unofficial study had not prepared her for university courses. Worse, all of the courses were taught in French, which Marie spoke only imperfectly. Determined to do well, Marie studied during the day and tutored at night to earn money, but she barely had enough to live on. She was too poor to buy much food, by some accounts surviving on buttered bread and tea, and she was often so interested in her studies that she forgot to eat at all, sometimes fainting from hunger. Her attic room was often cold, but Marie kept warm by wearing all of her clothes at once. Despite her hardships, Marie earned a master's degree in physics by 1893, finishing as the top student in the course. She earned a second degree, this one in chemistry, in 1894. She was only 27 years old. Marie Curie was a physicist and a chemist, and is best known for her studies of radiation. She was born Maria Sklodowska on November 7, 1867, in Warsaw, Poland. Her parents were both well-educated. Her father taught physics and mathematics, and her mother ran a girls' school. Marie had three older sisters and an older brother. But one of her sisters, as well as her mother, died by the time she was 10 years old. Young Marie had a sharp and curious mind and did well in her studies, graduating at age 15 from a girls' school with a gold medal. She wanted to attend university, but the university in Warsaw would not accept women. Marie and her sister Bronisława studied in secret at something called the Flying University, an unofficial night school that would allow women to join. This was not enough, however, and Marie and her sister formed a plan. Bronisława would go to France to study medicine at a university that accepted women as students. Marie would stay in Poland and work to support her sister. Once Bronisława became a doctor, Marie would come to her in France, and it would be Marie's turn to study. It was not until the end of 1891, when Marie was 24, that she was able to move to France and begin her university education. She had spent her years of waiting studying on her own and reading many books, and she knew that she wanted to become a scientist. Instead of living with her sister, whose home Marie thought was too far from the university, Marie rented a small attic room nearby. Marie immediately encountered difficulties. Her years of unofficial study had not prepared her for university courses. Worse, all of the courses were taught in French, which Marie spoke only imperfectly. Determined to do well, Marie studied during the day and tutored at night to earn money, but she barely had enough to live on. She was too poor to buy much food, by some accounts surviving on buttered bread and tea, and she was often so interested in her studies that she forgot to eat at all, sometimes fainting from hunger. Her attic room was often cold, but Marie kept warm by wearing all of her clothes at once. Despite her hardships, Marie earned a master's degree in physics by 1893, finishing as the top student in the course. She earned a second degree, this one in chemistry, in 1894. She was only 27 years old.